Tachat Loyam Paradal Mishnah above Hakadaimin Haashkalainim Shendishbru. Kadaimin Ashkalainim is a long piece of wood with metal hooks on them that are made in Ashkelon. And it would hang water bottles on these hooks in order to keep them cool. If the piece of wood broke, the Unkali Shalahem Kayemet, but the metal hooks are still intact, Harielu Tmeh, the Kli would be Makabal Tumah, even though the wood is broken, and the broken Kli is not Makabal Tumah, but since the hooks are intact and the hooks are the main part of the Kli, therefore, it's still considered a Kli, even after the piece of wood breaks, and it would be Makabal Tumah. Hama'aber v'hamizra v'hamagut v'chein masreik shavrosh. Ma'aber is a pitchfork. Mizra is a Kli shaped like a hand used for bringing the tab and the straw from one place to another. And magov is a rake, and so too a comb that's used for combing hair. And all these things are made out of wood. They are considered pshute kliates, kalim made out of wood that have no receptacle. And pshute kliates are not makabel tuma. Shenitlu achas mishineim v'asan shamatchos harielu tmeh. If from any of these kalim, one of the teeth was removed and replaced with a metal tooth. So now the kli is not simply a pshute kliate, as it also has one metal tooth. In such a case, any of these kalim would be makabel tuma, as even though wooden kalim without a receptacle are not makabel tuma, but metal kalim without a receptacle are makabel tuma. And since you replace one of the teeth with a metal tooth, it is now considered a metal kli, and therefore would now be makabel tuma. But all these kalim, Rabbi Yeshua said, this is a new thing that the Chachamim were mechadish. The Chachamim said a new halacha that by replacing one tooth with a metal tooth, it is now considered a metal kli. I don't have what to say about it, as it does not seem reasonable that because one of the teeth is metal, that the kli should now be considered a metal kli and be makabel tumah, as since the remainder of the teeth are all made out of wood. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it is more reasonable to consider the kli a wooden kli, and it should not be makabel tumah. Sechet Voyom Paridal Mishnah Zayin HaTarim Ezabor. Somebody who's taking tumor from a boar, a well with wine inside, and he put the pitcher in the boar to take some wine out, in order that that wine should be truma for the rest of the wine in the boar. V'amar harezu truma amanah shetale shalom. And he says, the wine in this pitcher that I'm taking from the boar should be truma, but only on condition that I take it out in peace. What does he mean by taking it out in peace? The Mishnah explains, shalom min hashever o min hashvicha. What he means to say is, in peace from breaking or spilling. Meaning to say, it should only be truma if the pitcher with the wine of truma does not break or spill. As the phrase, that when it's taking the truma out of the boar, the truma will break or spill back into the boar. And that way all the wine in the boar would have a din of truma. If there's not enough wine in the boar to be mavato the truma, if you need 100 parts chulin to annul truma that falls into chulin. And all the wine in the boar will now be truma, you have to sell it or give it to a kohen. So therefore, you only want it to be truma on condition it doesn't break or spill. Avolo minar truma, but he doesn't have in mind that if it becomes tumah, it should not be truma. That's not what he meant by shalom. And he's not as concerned for tuma. So therefore, if when he's taking the pitcher of wine out of the boar in order to be truma, it becomes tumah, for example, sherez falls into the wine, it would still be truma, as he was not as concerned for tuma. So that's not what he meant by shalom. So even if that wine becomes tumah, it will still be truma. Rabbi Shimon Omer af min hatuma. Rabbi Shimon says he also has a mind tuma. He didn't want that the pitcher of wine that is taken out from the boar to be truma should become tame. So therefore, if it does become tame, then retroactively it will not be truma at all, as his condition was that it's only truma if it does not become tame. Nishbara eina midames. If the pitcher of wine which is taken out from the boar to be truma does break, and the wine spills back into the boar, that wine would not be midames. Midames means to say truma that is mixed with chula. But the din is that if there isn't 100 parts of chulin to mevatel the truma, the whole thing has a din of truma. But in this case, he only wanted it to be truma on condition that it doesn't break or spill. So if it does break, retroactively, it wasn't truma at all. So therefore, it would not be mitames, and after the wine spills back into the boar, all that wine would now be chulin, and he would have to take truma off again. And heichan tishaver v'lo tidameya, kideisha tisgalga v'tagia l'bor. How far away from the boar would it break? And we would say that the wine, if it goes back into the bowl, would not be mitameh the wine of the bor. As he said that if he takes it out shalom min habor, then it should be truma. But if it's not taken out shalom from the bor, if it breaks, it should not be truma. So how far away from the bor do we say that even though he's taken the wine of truma a distance from the bor, if it breaks now, then his condition will apply and it will not be truma? If it's not far enough away from the bor so that if the pitcher would fall raw towards the bor, it would reach the bor. In such a case, if it breaks at that point, his condition would apply, and it would not be truma. As the reason why he said that if it's taken out shalom from the bor, it should be truma, but if not, it should not be truma, is because of the phrase that the wine will spill back into the bor, causing that wine to have a din of truma. So if it's not so far away from the bor that if the pitcher would roll, it reaches the bor, he will still be afraid that it will break and spill back into the bor. So therefore, if it breaks at that point, his condition will apply. But if it's far enough away from the bor that if the pitcher would roll, it would not reach the bor, his condition will no longer apply, and if it breaks at that point, it would still be truma. Rabbi Yosi Afmi Shahi Bodas Lahasnos below Hisna. Rabbi Yosi said, even somebody who has a mind to make a condition, I mean, he's bright enough to know that it's appropriate to make such a condition with taking the wine of truma out of the bor, that if it breaks, it should not be truma. But he didn't make the condition, even though he knew it was appropriate to make such a condition, he didn't end up making the condition when he took the wine of truma out of the bor. Even though he didn't make the condition will still apply. It's as if he did make the condition, and if the wine of truma ends up breaking and spilling back into the bor, it would not be midamaz, it would not cause the rest of the wine of the bor to have a din of damaz to be considered truma. And the reason is because it's a tonight bezin. Bezin makes the tonight that anybody who's bright enough to know that it's appropriate to make such a condition, even though he didn't end up making a condition, Leif Bezin says that the condition will apply, and that if the pitcher of truma breaks and spills back into the bor, that truma will retroactively not be truma at all, and he would take truma again from the bor.